Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What happened?
Dibs came in and he ran out.
Did you think it was a crossover?
No, it's our show. Why can't he come on now?
I don't care if he does or not. It's up to him, though.
I'm not going to
be like Shasky and make him come in here and do a fifth hour.
Hey, Evan, yeah. I got to ask you and the listeners something. I love my partner so much. End of the break, I say, hey, what'd you have for dinner last night? And your answer was, you made a ham sandwich.
Ham and cheese.
And I go, you didn't have dinner.
Yeah, you had
a sandwich.
That was dinner. What's your problem?
Can you cook? I'm just not, no judgment here.
I mean, barely.
All right.
Yeah, I mean.
You're with me. I make a goulash. Yeah.
Evan, you good? He's not even.
Yeah, dude.
What's up?
he said, are you good?
Oh, yeah. Are you good?
Not really.
Why?
You didn't get it.
This our last one for
you? Didn't.
Yeah. He's listening. You can talk to him.
It was a misunderstanding. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. He's going to tell us about the yips.
Tony.
Although apparently we can get Evan to tell us.
I'm making a rare appearance. Well,
where you been, Tony? Real quick,
who is she? Right. What do you mean, where's she been?
She's the prediction, the psychic lady.
Oh,
where have you been, Tony?
No, not the psychic. See, this is the problem. What you got to do is go to the source within.
Oh, okay.
So Birdsong. So what happens is, like, I had the yips once. I was in a tournament, and suddenly, you know, you've got other stuff going on. So it messes with your being able to find the source. So anyway, I was hitting the bottom of the net or hitting it over the fence, right? So what you got to do, that if that Birdsong is out there listening, you got to go to your source. I don't know if the boy has any spiritual, any religion, but you got to go in because, see, we're really God's fusion project. You know,
yeah.
They want science is real. This is a science is real, right? He's got to go to his center somehow, sit his butt down, do some meditation. Maybe it'll turn
Tony.
To contemplation. And then you get into that fearless place, right?
Yeah.
And he'll be able to stand up there all day and, you know, hit those curveballs and whatever. But right now he's stuck in his head and he's got to get into his soul, right? And he's got to fuse with it and it will give him what he needs.
Yeah. He's got no shot.
Tony's got it. Hire Giants. They need to hire Tony.
I can help him more. You got to come in.
A mental war.
You couldn't even help Evan just a second ago. How are you going to help somebody else? I could have helped him if I were there that day.
Right. What would you have said, Stoddy?
Well, contrary to what people may think, I'm not a yeller and screamer. I would appeal to him on a human level. I say, how you feeling, buddy? What's going on? Okay, so I come out.
You'd be an awful pitching coach.
Okay. No doubt.
Okay, so
you want,
buddy? Feel free to throw a strike here.
Well, the idea here's the thing, and I get yips, but the idea that you can't explain it, then what's a coach supposed to do? Like, if you come out of that game,
oh, you got to get him out first. Yeah.
Okay, so you take Evan out of the game, and I go over, and I'm like, I'm trying to be as nice as I can. Like, buddy, what's going on? What happened out there?
I just walked three, coach.
Are you feeling all right? Do you feel like physically are you okay? Or
no, I feel horrible. I just let my team down.
But you don't know why.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, then you're... we don't have much use for you. I mean, you got to try to figure it out, son.
There he is.
You got to try
there
to figure
he
it
is.
Out, son. You got to figure it out. And Hayden will. Hey, Rafi Devers.
Playing first. Dude, I'm excited.
Over, under half an error.
Over.
Now, I believe you believe that.
He's played the high corner. He knows how to field a ball.
Different side of the infield.
I get that.
He wasn't a good fielder either.
It's not like he's never played the infield. That's
he's never played first base.
That I get.
Okay,
but he's taken. He's seen some of the hardest balls come off the bat in Major League Baseball. So from that vantage point, he'll be fine.
Yeah, so
I'm wondering where he creeps over, guard the line or not. Can he stretch out? That's my concern. Gymnastics. You know what I mean? Like, if we see a ball get hit down the, and you're like,
guru,
I could have got that. Like, then we got problems.
Like, this is where I struggle. Okay, and this is just how I put things together. Maybe I'm crazy. He's never played first.
Gotcha.
I'm not anticipating a Gold Glover down there. And I'm anticipating some subtle things that may hurt them.
Ew, Steiny, that's a risk.
I know it is.
Ah. You lose six straight, and that's a risk.
I mean, by the way.
Somebody just, guru was horrible.
Would you stop?
But that's how you get them when you read it.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they think they came. They got you. Don't you get it?
No, they know they trolled when I say it.
You bet. They trolled and you bit.
No. We got to stop using bit.
Not that kind of bit.
Yeah. Well, you don't understand that, Stan. You are off today when it comes to the telepathy of the mental game. Had Evan on your couch and he left to a different doctor because you weren't prescribing the right stuff. Listen,
is what you don't understand, and it's why Barry Bonds would never be a good manager, because the great athletes don't make great coaches. I'll acknowledge that. That's why I never got into coaching.
But you're not a great athlete.
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. Well, you shot 84. When you read the trollism, they get mad because they want that to really affect me. So if I didn't read it, they'd be like, oh, I got it.
What do you think of this, Goo?
Yeah. It's bothering me. Here's my speech.
Here's something. 1:30. It's 1:26.
All right.
I'll make this point to you. So here's a conclusion I've come to. So you have said a lot of times, Adamas gets hot, he can carry you, right?
No doubt.
Yeah. Okay. So over the last 30 games, Adamas is hitting 300. He's had seven homers.
I love it.
They're 11-20. Okay. So apparently Adamas can't carry.
Right.
He can't. He's not good enough.
Well, the whole plan was devised that he would have some help. But he is not a problem at the plate right now, and I'm being real. I feel like when he's at the plate, the ball has become a softball because he's so locked in. That doesn't mean he's going to get on base every time. So I'm with you. Mike Trout on line one for what you're trying to make. One guy at the top of his game can't carry a whole offense, okay? But he needs some help, and he's got – I'm looking at Chapman. I'm looking at everybody in an orange and black uniform. It's time to start hitting. And if our pitching is going to take a step back, and it did with this announcement of Bertzon going back to sack, man, we got to start hitting our way out of these problems.
See, this is also the way I look at Birdsong. Okay, he's out of the rotation.
For now.
Whoever takes his place is not going to be as bad as he's been for his last five
starts.
And
that's why you make the change. Nobody would say anything different with that point.
Here's the other thing, and I get it. Adamas went 4-for-5. Great game last night. But
last month.
But I also I watched the whole game, and I listened to Flem and everybody. In the first inning, did you catch this?
What you got?
Adamas hit what looked like a rope, and Fleming got excited. He's like, drive it to left center. Ah! And it just kind of hung up. And Fleming goes, that ball wasn't hit as hard as we thought he did.
I love that.
And that's Adamas. Like, that's who Adamas is. He's just not hitting the ball as hard as you think.
What are you saying? What about when one he hit against the Dodgers in Triple Alley that went out?
Triple's Alley
that went out. And he hit a couple in Toronto. Bombs. Well,
he does. He hits homers on the road.
The one I speak of was in Triple's Alley, and it went out. He crushed it.
Yeah, he's hit five homers this year at home. He's hit 10 on the road.
I'd like to see that grow.
You think?
He's hot. And yeah,
it just doesn't translate to winning. It's like Kuminga in the Minnesota series. Sure, he scored 30.
I'm not going to mention Adamas and Kuminga in the series.
Sure, he scored 30, but
Stoney, stop.
Theodore Rand,
I don't even got it up. What did he say?
On the YouTube chat, Giddings got the yips and Stoney got Wally pipped by Terry Scott.
Who's Terry Scott?
Terry Scott was one of my teammates at Franklin and Marshall College.
Dude, wow. That's knowing the show, bro.
I thought he was going to say Rick Bucher.
And hey, Theo, mouth. Terry was a center. Okay? He was a center.
I was a point guard. But you have shared with this, and I'm not trolling.
And let me tell you something about Terry Scott.
You missed free throws to cost you your game. That happened to
you. I missed the front end of a 1-1.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they've gotten rid of now in basketball. Right.
But that's
because
still
1-1s put, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I give you that.
1-1s put more pressure on a player, and we don't want that. We don't want more pressure on pro athletes. We want to give them two shots rather than a 1-1 because then they may have to make the first one to get the second one, and nobody likes that.
There's still a 1-1 in college.
For like two team fouls. Yeah. Like, I think it's 7, it's 1-1, and then when they get to 10, it goes to 2 shots. Nick in Berkeley.
Nicky.
And then we got Guru's, what are you doing again?
Manager.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Nick.
Hey, so the yips, if I could describe it, would be, your mind is not even working right, because you're trying to grab the baseball, the ball doesn't feel right, you're trying to, like, move it around in your hand, find some different seams, throw big seams or across the seams, with the seams. It's like nothing is working. It's like when your feet are moving around, you're just like, you're kind of mind in a weird way. The more you try to throw the ball straight, the less it's going to go straight.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is you just got to rear back and throw the ball as hard as you can. And wherever it goes, it goes. But these guys are pro players. Make this some practice, bro. How about tell the umpire to keep throwing balls back and forth, play catch with the umpire till you get a ball that feels good in your hand. I don't know what he was doing. I've never even heard of somebody going that long, getting nobody out. And I don't know what Melvin and the hitting coaches are doing. Lay down some bunts if you can't hit. Go back to basics, man. Take some ground balls and practice fly balls. Because you're in the pros doesn't mean don't have to practice. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I got you, Nick.
Did you you get yips
Evan,
everywhere.
Did you just try to rare back and fire at any point?
Yeah, you try everything.
Okay.
Like Hayden Birdsong last night, you could tell he reared back and tried to throw it as hard as he could because he hit a guy.
Yeah, and almost hit him in the head, face.
He put Acuna on the deck, and then he hit Sean Murphy when he buzzed the tower.
And what about the Braves up, 5 runs stealing bases in the 8th inning? I think Profar stole the bat. I didn't like that. That was Bush League. What?
Yeah, okay. But the Giants have more come-from-behind wins than any team in
They're
baseball.
They're not hitting right now. Oh, they weren't coming back.
You know what? Hey, Jerickson. I'll stay.
No.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm going to miss you too, man.
Go ahead,
Get close the door.
Get the Giants. Hold on. Hold on a sec. Am I a player or am I a...
I just wanted you...
I'm in the locker room.
Yeah, you're in the clubhouse.
Okay, but who am I? Am I a player?
Yeah, you're a player.
Okay. All
right. I'm talking to everybody.
I'm just getting dressed. Yep. Like, how's it going to start? Go ahead.
Hey, guys, listen. We are playing bad baseball.
Whoa. Somebody go get Rafi. Somebody go get Rafi. He's not here yet.
Where is he?
He's in the training room.
Yeah, hey, Evan, he just can't. Because it's a...
Hold
and
on,
I
just,
mean this.
Just,
yeah.
Rafi! No, we're having a team meeting.
Hurry up!
No.
Listen.
We know you didn't go in Boston. You got to come to him here. Okay, here he is.
Close the door. I'm not going to cry. I'm really not. But I'm disappointed not in all of you. All of you and myself. I'm disappointed in everybody. Well, I failed this team. Hold on. Just be quiet right now. Buster, listen, Rafi's playing first base tonight, and that's going to set us off like a firecracker. It was embarrassing last night to watch what we did in the field. I understand we can't win every game, damn it, but what we did last night with the glove, that can't ever happen again. I failed you. So what's going to happen is, Devers, you're at first tonight. Go out there and be the best you can be. And guys, play for one another. We're not playing for each other. We're just out there. And we embarrassed the city of San Francisco last night in this proudful organization. So tonight, go out there and fight, but do it for yourself too. Do it for the team. We're 3.5 back. We got time. But how we've been playing and performing, it's embarrassing. And all I need from you is to be the best version of you. And I'm going to be more passionate. You're going to get this, Melvin, from here on out, Jack. And don't be mad or take it personal. But I'm going to kickstart this team. And I'm going to kick you in the ass. We got to get going. 3.5 back. Bring it in. 1, 2, 3. Let's go, Giants. It don't work in baseball.
No, it doesn't.
Evan, that was a F. I get it. But it don't work. You threw me off with the whole shenanigan.
Oh, look, here comes Rafi.
That was the best party.
I think he was out with Will Clark working it first.
Dude, that was the best. You ruined it. You threw me off. But, dude, if they – I'm telling you, when I get back, if they, like, win 5 or 6 or 6 or 7, won't be that many days, but – this is what you need in baseball. We put Rafi at first and we took off.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. And it's also possible that him playing first has nothing to do with whether he gets hot or not.
But if it did, if he hits a homer tonight. Well,
it's vintage you. It'd be vintage you.
Talk to me.
Yeah, you will say it's A to B. He's hitting because they put him at first. But if somebody else posits something like that, you're like, oh, Steiny, no.
But do you think there could be a correlation? And I'm not saying he's mad. Then maybe him back to being in the field.
You want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
If you've watched Devers in the last 7 to 10 days, he's hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, I got you.
He's not had a lot of great luck. So as a guy who's watched baseball for a while, I think he's getting closer to getting hot.
Yeah.
Whether he goes to first or not. Let's go to Roy in San Leandro.
Roy, this is our guy. Sounds like Willie Mays.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I played baseball for a while.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Roy?
Good. I just wanted to say about the Giants.
Yeah, turn that radio down.
They're not going to go to no playoffs. The Giants got as much chance to go to the playoffs as the 63 Mets. You know, that's all it is to it. You know, what Buster Posey needs to do, he needs to go ahead on and trade off a few pieces and get some players who are getting ready to come up at the minor league level. I don't know if I told both of you, but I played for the Twins farm team after military service.
Wow.
And you know, I was pretty good successful until I hurt my knee. And you know, like what I'm saying is that, you know, that the Giants had a halfway decent spring training, but at the same time though, they needed, you know, whenever the hitting starts, then the pitching goes south. Then when the pitching starts to go good, they can hit. What I'm trying to say is that they got a combination of veterans and young players, and what they need to do is trade off some pieces and prepare for next season because they're not going nowhere. I'm telling you, both of you that.
Hey, Roy.
Oh, man.
Hey, Roy, real quick, and I'm being serious. Like, did you know Harmon Killebrew?
I met him before.
Tony Oliva?
Yeah, I met both of them, and I met what's his name?
Carew,
Kirby Puckett.
Rod Carew,
Kirby Puckett.
Yeah. Lyman Bostock.
I never met Carew.
Lyman Bostock.
Meet Carew. Yeah.
Wow. Roy, real quick, what position did you play?
Second.
Look at Roy.
And a little bit of third, and you know, and sometimes short.
What do you think about Devers at first?
That's why I say plan for next year. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
Plan all of that for next year because I'm telling you, they got about as much chance to make the playoffs as the 62 Mets.
Well, okay. Hey, thanks, Roy.
Wow.
And I'm glad he said 62 Mets. I thought the first time he said 63.
Tell me, because I don't know.
The 62 Mets were 40 and 120.
Dude.
Now, the 63 Mets were a lot better. They were 51-111.
I got to believe that's the record for most losses.
I think it is.
120?
No, it was set last year.
Yeah, I was going to say the White Sox last season.
How many?
I think they only won 37, maybe.
That was the first year of the Mets, by the way.
Should let the fans in free when you got a record like that. Just come in and sit down.
Well, they weren't. They were an expansion team.
No, I'm talking about the White Sox.
They're an expansion team.
No, Stein, last year.
You know the manager of that Mets team?
Casey Stengel.
Yeah, legendary manager, right?
Yeah.
Oh, also managed one of the worst teams in the history of baseball.
Huh. Did he become a bad manager all of a sudden for the Mets after he won titles with the Yankees?
Wow, man. 120. I'll let everybody in free.
They were an expansion team. I don't even know if they were, actually.
So technically, the White Sox had more wins. They also had more losses than the 62 Mets, because there's an extra 8 games.
Devers at first!
You know who's on that Mets team? You probably never heard of him, but he became famous for being on that Mets team. Marv Throneberry! He was in Miller Lite commercials, and he was on that Mets team, so... Marvelous Marv Throneberry? No.
Remember Leo Mazzilli?
It was Lee Mazzilli.
What did I say?
Leo.
Oh, yeah.
Lee Mazzilli was a center fielder who had speed.
Yeah, the lefty.
Played for the Mets.
Yeah. Look at Goo.
No, look at me.
All right, Mouth. Yeah. What was my favorite pitcher, honestly? Doc Gooden's rookie year.
24-4.
No, what was the year?
I don't know. 86.
Why I want to say 84?
Because you might be right.
I'm going to look it up. A lot of people said that
was 84.
Austin in San Jose saying I gave the Valkyrie pod speech. That didn't hit well.
You should have thrown something in the studio.
Dude, that Shasky did that.
I think,
dude.
What?
What if they take off with this move? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. With what move?
Devers the first.
Oh.
Tomorrow, what if they go? I'm just saying, what if they go 5 in a row?
You know what? This is a great time for
this
you.
This is why I
this
love
baseball.
This is
a great time for you
if
to take some time off.
This is what you like. Like, we moved Devers to first, and bam, we took off.
I saved the day.
I'm that. Dude, man.
I'm so glad you're taking the next 3 days off.
Hey, why?
Although,
seriously, there was a little realism in that.
Ideally, the Giants lose 11-2 tonight, and Devers has 4 errors. But,
Stoddy, stop.
But I don't want that to happen.
I want him to just don't have piano back with the ball down. Like, he's got to stretch out and lay out.
Oh, he ain't going to be doing much diving.
That's effing any better.
Has he slid this year?
Well, he tripped that one time.
Okay.
I want to say at home against, who was it when I was in Texas? Was it down? Who'd they play? Who was that weekend series? Was it?
No, I don't think he was on the team when they played Texas.
He slid at home plate once, but it was kind of like a little bit of a half.
He got thrown out by a half mile. No, he was standing up. Just tagged him. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. All right, we got crossover coming up. Coming up next, and you know what that means? We're almost out of here. Dibs and Grandy coming in on the other side.
Shout out, Roy.
95.7 The Game.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.